From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A Hobbs woman stabbed two men with a knife after they allegedly broke into her home. According to Hobbs police, the woman called them, reporting four men actually broke into her home and began beating a friend of hers. The report states that 25-year-old Edwin Vega of Hobbs was one of the two men who were stabbed. He suffered a laceration to his head. Vega was charged with two counts of breaking and entering on March the 14th. The community's effort to make Carlsbad's college independent received overwhelming support at the state legislature on Tuesday. House Bill 212, which was introduced by Representative Catherine Brown, now needs Michelle Lujan Grisham's endorsement. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner tells us more.
39-0 in the Senate, all in support. And what was really cool, it didn't matter what part of the state you're looking at, what political affiliation you're looking at, senators came out and just supported it. Praised Carlsbad and the community down here for just kind of really having a good plan, having it organized, and moving forward on it.
Susan Torres with the Energy Minerals and Natural Resource Department reports that the 4.5 earthquake felt Tuesday night in Carlsbad was actually detected by seismic equipment at the brine well remediation site. She elaborates.
It was just to let everyone know that the brine wall project and the cavern wasn't affected by the seismic activity.
No structural damage has been reported in or around Carlsbad or Eddy County. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who's been monitoring COVID testing and the vaccinations for Chavez County, believes that since the state of Texas has opened up 100%, why not New Mexico? Now that the vaccines are having a positive impact on the general public, he believes it's time to do away with the health restrictions.
I really see us no longer needing any of these restrictions. Texas has been open for a week, 100% open for a week. These are our neighbors. There's no reason why we should continue to be in this restricted situation.
So far, Kentai is the first elected official to publicly make that statement in Southeast New Mexico. State lawmakers have 2.5 days left in the legislative session to devise a plan for legalizing recreational marijuana. After spending hours debating other pieces of legislation on Wednesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee barely began working on the issue. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.